Penangs are typically what are referred to as whippets that go into whipping cream machines. They're little bowls, and they contain nitrous oxide. And so people that are in gourmet cooking will use them to help whip cream and make up gourmet dishes. And people that are looking to use nitrous oxide recreationally will use the nangs, the bulbs, in a variety of manners to extract the nitrous oxide and inhale it.
What does it do to the brain, first of all?
Well, we don't really know exactly what it's doing to the brain, but it is an anaesthetic drug. It's used in medicine quite frequently as a safe anaesthetic drug. It seems to turn off the glutamate pathways, so sort of take the foot off the accelerator on the brake. And so from that perspective, from a medical perspective, it's actually quite a safe drug. I guess when it's used in a recreational context and outside of a clinical setting, some of the things that people need to be mindful of are the actual setting that they're taking it in, because there's been misadventure where people have tripped over or fallen over and hurt themselves. And also the way in which it's administered is slightly different. So in a clinical setting, people are administered nitrous oxide with oxygen. This means that they're getting oxygen to the brain as well as the nitrous oxide. If people are inhaling nitrous oxide through balloons, which is recommended as a harm reduction strategy to avoid people inhaling any metal particles from the whippet bulbs, if they inhale it in and out and in and out, then that could lead to hypoxia or a lack of oxygen going to the brain.
Mm. What sort of high do people get when they do this?
So at low doses, it's a euphoric effect that lasts a very short period of time, maybe 30 seconds, and it's often been referred to as hippie crack, because it's a little bit moorish in that respect. However, in higher doses, it can be actually quite unpleasant. And people have reported having it in high doses, not wanting to do that again, because in higher doses, it leads to this dissociating effect that can be quite scary. It feels like you're dying. And so often when people are using it recreationally, they're trying to find that fine line between getting a euphoric effect without inhaling too much of it.
Is it addictive?
There's not good evidence to indicate that it's an addictive drug. It's something that tends to be used particularly in festival settings, but not outside of those settings. And so it seems to be associated with very specific uses. There have been cases where people have become dependent on nitrous oxide, where they're going through an incredible amount of the drug, and it's quite mind-blowing how much they're actually spending to go through this much of nitrous oxide. And in those cases, there have been some concerns around chronic toxicity, particularly a deficiency in vitamin B12 that leads to neurological damage. I think provided people are using it in moderation and on an infrequent basis, it's unlikely that they're going to experience any concerns with those chronic toxicity issues.
What about the history of this? Because I understand it's not relatively recent. It's been used for over 200 years, but just by different names.
Yeah, so it was originally used in the party scene among the upper class in London as a bit of a novelty, along with some of the other ether gases that led to psychoactive effects. It was then identified to have utility in medicine, being able to knock somebody out so that you could do an operation on them without them feeling any of the pain associated with the surgery. And it continues to be used as an anaesthetic in medicine today. And I guess it's been used as a recreational drug probably since the 1960s and 1970s. And we don't have good data whether that there's an increase in the use of the drug in the recreational scene or not. But there's certainly anecdotal evidence that perhaps there is an increase in use, perhaps associated with social media, where people are accessing or advertising the availability of home delivery nitrous oxide.
Because it is legal, isn't it, Stephen?
Well, absolutely. Nitrous oxide is legal. It's in if you buy a whipping cream canister, just one from Coles today, it will be fueled by nitrous oxide. And so on the instructions, it will tell you to turn the can upside down and then press the button so the cream comes out. If you don't do that, if you hold it upright and press the button, nitrous oxide will come out.
So what to from now? Should this thing be banned?
Well, I think that's probably jumping the gun a little bit. We don't have any evidence that it's particularly harmful. I'd say alcohol is a hell of a lot more harmful than nitrous oxide is. I think that as a drug, alcohol is probably the gateway drug to nitrous oxide. So most people probably wouldn't use nitrous oxide unless they've got something else on board. So it tends to be something people use when they're indulging in other substances or when they're at a particular setting. It doesn't seem to be causing a particular amount of harm at the moment. One of the main harms the Global Drug Survey found from nitrous oxide was actually people tripping over canisters that had been left on the ground at the festival. And I guess some harm reduction advice then would be if people are using nitrous oxide to clean up after themselves, to put the canisters in the bin to create a safe environment so that people aren't tripping over these things. And, you know, in general, looking after the environment. And to also be mindful of this advice that's been given that people use balloons to avoid inhaling any metal particles. I think that's good advice. But on the flip side of that, you know, only inhale once and let it go after that.
Dr. Stephen Bright, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.